Hi everyone. To celebrate the landmark of Sneak Cove having new artwork arriving this week, I want to thank you all by having a special sale on Sneak Cove Premium. For 3 months, you can join our supporters feed for $1.49. That's 70% off the normal price. You'll get access to ad-free listening, music tracks, and dozens of exclusive recordings. All you need to do is go to sneakcove.com/support and sign up. You can set up the feed in 2 taps. It's that easy. The sale is running for 1 week only, and I'm going to be reading out the names of all active supporters on the show next week. So please act quickly. Thank you all, and here is a quick word from our sponsors. Hello and welcome to Sleep Cove, the podcast to get a great night's sleep. Please listen to this recording in a place where you can comfortably and safely go to sleep. I hope everyone's having a great week this week. There's been some hard times in 2020, but I really feel 2021 is going to be a better, more positive year. Me and my family have been self-isolating due to government restrictions and also to try and keep people safe in our family. And I know that this is a stressful time for many people out there. So I've done the sleep meditation for stress, for people who are actively experiencing stress. In part of this meditation, you're asked to recall a slightly stressful memory. So if you're currently not experiencing stress or anxiety, maybe it's good to select another episode. But if you are experiencing a little bit of stress before going to sleep, I think this episode could really help you, as it gives you a couple of tools to replace stress with exciting and more positive emotions. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp will assess your needs, match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours and is available for everyone worldwide. You can log in at any time and send a message to your counsellor and schedule weekly video or phone sessions. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counsellors if needed. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit their website at betterhelp.com/sleepcove, that's better H-E-L-P, and join over 1 million people who've taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. All Sleep Cove listeners get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/sleepcove. And let's begin. Hello and welcome to this session, focusing on when we have stress. In preparation for this recording, I want you to get as comfortable and as cozy as you can in your bed and wrap yourself up in your bedding and stretch slightly and get into that most comfortable position for you now. It's often best to uncross the arms, uncross the legs, and then slowly sink into the bed and feel as comfortable as you want to now. As my voice takes over, you listen carefully to my words, and together we can overcome stressful feelings. As we listen to our body and we relax and go to sleep easily and quickly. And take a few deep breaths with me and breathe in through the stomach, and your stomach gently rises, and breathe out, your stomach gently flattens out. You want to make sure that your breathing is nice and low, and you can take deep bellyful breaths straight through the stomach, and you take in this pure oxygen which nourishes your body, and slowing your breathing down puts you in a relaxed state, a good state for going to sleep. We all get stressed daily, but sometimes we aren't even aware that we are stressed. Stress doesn't have to be a thought or even a reaction. It could be sitting somewhere in your body, lingering as long as you are unaware of it. Think about a time when you were worried. Did this worry also make you feel drained or tired? That's because every time we are worried, we have a low level of stress present. And what causes stress is not worry, but our reaction to worry. You must observe your feelings and thoughts of worry, taking a step back to bring space between you, the observer, and your unconscious or subconscious mind and body. This is also known as becoming a witness of your thoughts. Let's step away now from our thoughts and worries by just becoming aware of our body. Feel how the air around you hugs to the shape of your body. Notice how you can willingly activate all of your senses and hear all the sounds around you. You hear your own breath when you breathe a little bit deeper. Can you smell anything? You can even imagine you smell something, and your mind can create the thought of it for you. And imagine the smell of vanilla. Can you remember how it smells? Good. Now notice your fingertips and feel what they are touching and feeling right now. And become aware of your feet. And notice how the soles of your feet feel right now. Good, that's good. And just become aware of your entire body right now. Feeling different areas. Becoming aware of your body through focusing takes you out of your thoughts. So use this technique when you worry or you have light stress that rises in your mind. We react to worry because we believe that the worry is real. Did you know that 95% or more of our worries don't even end up happening? We think of worry as bad, but actual worries are a very important part of our lives. Without worry, you could make bad decisions. Without worry, we would walk off a cliff without taking precaution. Our brain creates worry to keep us on guard and alert, but some of us let worries carry us away, allowing them to take over, putting stress in full control of our mind and body. Instead of letting doubts push us around and draining us, we can learn to use the worry to our advantage. Uneasiness can either become our greatest strength or our biggest weakness. So let's gain control over our fears that cause us stress instead of reacting to it. We will learn and become stronger from each time it arises. To do this, we need to identify where this emotion is located and then bring awareness to it whenever it arises, purposefully creating space between it. As you are sitting in a comfortable position, remember just to relax your eyes, and in your mind's eye, concentrate on yourself and take a few deep breaths and relax even more. Bring into your mind a good emotion, like excitement, noticing in your body where you feel changes happening, kind of like mapping it. Remember a time when you were really excited about something. It could be anything. No matter how small or big. Just vividly remember how it felt, where you felt it in your body, and how did you move? What changes did you notice? Find out where exactly this feeling of excitement is located. Is it in your stomach? Or in your chest? Maybe it moves around and doesn't stay in one place. Get familiar with this feeling. You can change the chemistry of your body at any time by remembering an experience of excitement or joy. Your body creates the feeling as if it's happening right now. Good, that's good. Use the knowledge of how excitement makes your body feel, and how easy it is to bring this feeling back when you want it. Now, we are going to create a worrisome feeling consciously. No need to be afraid or to avoid this feeling. It's a natural human emotion that just happens. Avoiding it is what creates discomfort and additional stress. So remember a time when you felt worried, some moment in life when stress took full control of you, and locate this emotion. Where did you feel it? And just sit with it for a moment. Right now, you are in complete control. Being aware of this feeling right now is what creates the space you need. Just see this emotion as it is, a simple sensation in your body that has no power in itself. It lingers sometimes in one place or moves around. Now, with this feeling of stress, bring back the feeling of excitement. notice how well we can manipulate our own body and chemistry. As vividly as possible, bring that feeling of excitement into your body. Remember when you were absolutely full of thrill that nothing else mattered. Remember how it made you so excited that you couldn't stay still, and this strong energy was flowing all through your body. Now notice all the different sensations in your body, and notice any changes happening, and put your awareness within you to see exactly what's happening. Good, that's good. You probably forgot about stress, and feel no trace of that worry or sensation. Maybe you can still feel it slightly, but then you notice that it's just not there. It's gone now. It might even feel a little pleasant or strange, but it's not in control of you. It's not in control of you now, and it won't be in control of you in the future, because you know how to deal with the reaction now. See it for what it is, an emotion that's here to protect and care about you. You can see that there is no need to escape it. No need to get stressed about it. This is a space of peace, where you can overcome stress and feel excitement instead of worry. Keep practicing this at all times during the day if you would like to, especially when you are really worried. You can overcome these emotions because you've overcome them before. Just remember a time of happiness or passion or any other positive emotion and let it rise fully in your body. Stress can leave as easily as it comes, and you can make it go now. It can stay for a long time, but you're going to make sure that it goes in a short time. It's up to you, and you can react to it positively now, and you will make conscious decisions to replace negative emotions with positive ones. And you can go to sleep now, feeling that tomorrow, the days ahead, you know how to replace negative worries with positivity. You know that now that worries are everyday part of life. They're from our ancient times, designed to protect us in that fight or flight response. But now you can replace them with excitement and positivity. And that makes you feel so good. And you slowly drift away in your soft, comfortable bed, knowing that you can deal with worries from now on.